This is an interview with Alfonso Nagal, conducted on August 31, 1979, in the Kalihi Valley by Steffi Smith and Mike Cullinane.
Okay, okay, Tata, we're going to ask you first, when you were born and all that. Now, could you tell us, when you were born, where you were born, and what barrio and all that? Yeah. And who, first your name.
My name is Alfonso Dr. Nagal.
What's the middle name?
Dr. Nagal.
Yeah.
I was born in August 1st, 1911. In the town of Agno, Pangasinan, Philippines.
May barrio, Tata? What barrio in Agno?
I live in the barrio of Patar.
Patar?
Yeah. Patar.
Patar.
Yeah.
Okay. Who were your parents, Tata? Sino ang magulang niyo?
The name of my parents were my father's Pedro Nano Nagal. And my mother's name is Karina Dr. Nagal.
Okay. How many children did they have?
We are six in the family, three boys and three girls.
Okay. Can you mention, Tata, from the oldest to the youngest?
My oldest sister is Josefa Nagal, Alfonso Nagal. And Euphemia Nagal, Dionisio Nagal, Esperanza Nagal, and Severino Nagal.
Okay. Did any of the girls marry? Are they married now?
We are all married.
All married?
Yes.
So what would their names be, the women, your eldest? Do you know that?
I think for
Okay. Tata, what did your parents do?
My father is both a farmer and carpenter.
Uh-huh. And your mother?
My mother is housewife.
Okay. How much?
Where did he do his carpentry work? In the poblacion?
Making houses.
Making houses?
Yeah.
In the town?
Sometimes in the town, in the barrio, in our place only. It is not like here that there are some subdivisions. Okay. When they need carpenter works, but he is a street carpenter.
Okay. Did your family own land?
We had the land. Yes, we own land, farmland.
Do you remember how much?
How many hectares?
Oh. I think we have about 10 hectares before.
What did you grow mostly on that? What
rice.
Mostly rice.
Rice, vegetables, bananas.
Okay. Tata, what did your father travel a lot? When he built houses?
No,
as
he
a
just
carpenter?
He just built in our barrio and town. That's all.
Was he a carpenter when he was not a farmer, or which came first to him?
During planting rice, he plant rice, harvesting, after harvesting, after planting, he do carpenter who job, has spare time.
Okay. So his children, you helped him in the, did you help him in the planting of rice or in the carpentry or?
During I stay with them, I helped them in a farm job. I did not help them carpentry because I was still very young when I lived in the Philippines.
Tata, what kind of education did your father and mother have?
No, they just know how to read and write.
And
they did not go to English public school, they just go to Espanol,
Katon?
Yeah, only Katon, you see, only that.
What religion were they?
We were Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholics, not Aglipa, you did not?
No, no.
Okay, and then how many years of school did you have, Tata, and your other sisters and brothers?
What did you say?
Ilang taon kayo nag-aral, Tata?
Oh.
Pag-eskwela?
To myself, I went to school about 6 years because I reached sixth grade.
This was the English school set up by the
American. That is English school.
And your eldest sister?
We are about the same in grade.
And your younger brothers and sisters?
Oh, my younger sister is only second grade.
Uh-huh.
And my brother next to my other sister is about fourth grade. And my youngest brother, I think, he graduated from high school.
Uh-huh. Okay. Your parents are still alive? No?
They all passed away.
And your brothers and sisters, where are they now?
They are in the Philippines.
So you're the only one who's here?
Yeah, I'm the only one in Hawaii.
Have you ever been back?
Yeah, I just came home.
Right, just
came home from
Was that the first trip that you made back home?
No, that is my third trip.
Third
trip. My first trip was when I went to marry my wife. Mm-hmm. Second, I went 1976.
When was this, when you married?
We married in
1960. And then you went home 76.
Yes.
And then this year, 79. Mm-hmm.
Did you do any other jobs aside from going to school during your boyhood? Do you remember, other than helping your father on the farm?
No, I did not. I went for a testing, for only a testing period when I am about to come to Hawaii. I went to work as a laborer for the dike in Bayangbang City. In the Philippines only for 1 month, only for testing.
4 months?
1 month.
One month.
Yeah.
Bayumbong?
Bayangbang.
Bayangbang, where is that?
That is in the central part of Pangasinan.
Oh, Pangasinan.
That is that is in Pangasinan.
Pangasinan.
Yeah. What did you do there? This was what do you mean by testing? It was a training period?
Training period, how do I feel to be away from my parents?
Ah,
see. Because I don't have any experience. I was not yet separated from my parents, so they wanted to try myself before I leave them coming to other places.
How old were you, Tata, when you did this?
16 years old.
Okay, this was because you were already planning to come to Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay, now tell me, Tata, when did you first hear about Hawaii or America, and what did you hear about Hawaii and America?
Oh.
And from who? Who were
I
told you?
When I was in the fourth grade,
yeah,
reading the geography, I had seen in the pictures the beautiful pineapple field that attracts my feeling to come to Hawaii. Besides that, when my cousin came home from Hawaii,
who's your cousin, Tata?
Pedro Ocbanya.
Uh-huh.
She come back again, so I was convinced and my parents to come with him. That's why I was able to come here, though I was Minor.
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 When did your cousin first go to Hawaii?
I think that was in 1924.
24. And he stayed for how long and then came back again?
He stayed in Hawaii for 3 years.
3 years.
After the contract.
Yeah. After completing the contract, came home.
Uh-huh.
And spending some, about 4 years in the Philippines. He wanted again to come to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
So I came
with
him.
But then you came with him.
Yeah.
What did he say about Hawaii, Tata, when, you know, he went back after 3 years?
He said Hawaii is good. Okay. He said Hawaii is good.
Paano mabuti?
He just told me about finding money is good.
Uh-huh.
And Hawaii is rich of food, like fish, like that. Other things, you see.
Did he also say, Tata, that, did he also, yung mang, anong tawag dun sa, is it burot? When you say, nagburot Tata to, you know, nagdala ng mga beautiful clothes and kind of to show that.
he brought some things that we don't have in the Philippines. I mean, we have there, but because of lack of money, we cannot afford to have those. See.
What were these? Do you remember?
He put some sewing machine, phonograph.
Mm.
Those are very valuable during those days. You know.
Even until now.
Yeah. And some other things that we have in the Philippines, but we cannot have it because we don't have money, you see.
Okay, then...
Because the code is not okay.
Then, Tata, when you... So, you decided you wanted to go to Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and then your parents said, why don't you try first, or you were the one who decided to go to Bayambang to try being away?
All my parents.
Were the ones
yeah.
who suggested. And how did you find that 1 month? Why only 1 month? Why not longer?
Because our time to leave for Hawaii is very close already.
Your contract date? Yeah.
No, our agent is about to send us to Hawaii already. So they called me back. See.
Who was the agent? Do you remember?
Oh, that was Mr. Tambuan.
Tambuan?
Yeah, the last name.
Was that, he from your town?
No, that is, he is from Manawag, Pangasinan.
Okay, where was the agent? Were there agents, Tata, in every poblacion, every town, or was it only in the big cities in Pangasinan?
Oh, before when I came, the only agent I knew before is Mr. Tambuan from
Manawag.
Pangasinan, Manawag. He's the only agent I knew for. I don't have any experience.
Uh-huh.
See.
Was he the agent of your cousin also?
Yes.
He was?
Yeah. Our group who live in my town are 12 persons.
Uh-huh. Can you remember the names, Tata?
I... yes, I think so.
Can you tell us the name?
Alfonso Nagal, Leandro Nagal is my uncle, Pablo Nagal is my cousin, Pedro Cabana is my cousin, Jose de Guzman, my friend, Segundo de Guzman, Lubihildo Paloma, and his brother, I forgot the name. Miguel Ordanez, 9. Jose Cabacungan. something I forgot to talk.
That's okay.
I'm amazing. You remembered that many.
Yeah.
Wow. After all these years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot forget.
Do you still know any of these people until now? I mean, of course, your relatives you're aware of, but some of the others. Are they still here in Hawaii? Or?
I'm the only one live in Hawaii now.
They've all returned
home. Yeah.
Or some have died, Tata? No.
And one is Mr. Cabanilla.
He's 11.
Yeah, and his cousin. Mm. I don't know the name.
Mm.
You see.
Okay.
Mr. Cabanilla died in 1934 in Pahalakau.
Wow.
You see. He's the one I know. He passed away in 1934.
To ask now, did any of these 12 also join the Federation together with you, or even, or later, or before?
I am the only one who joined the Federation.
Tata, when you decided to join, did you talk about it among yourselves, and then you planned it together as a group?
You mean to leave for
To leave for Hawaii.
For Hawaii.
Yung kayong 12. No.
When I plan to join the Federation.
No,
when you plan to leave for Hawaii.
With all these 12 people like Cabanilla, De Guzman, Nagal, your cousins. Lahat kayo nagpulong-pulong ho kayo.
Pupunta rin eh.
Oo, pupunta rin eh.
No, we are only gathered by the agent. But only my uncle, two cousins, and myself, and my brother, my Mr. Kabakungan, we are only five who took for coming to Hawaii. We are only five.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, we meet them when by our agent. When he seen us, when he brought us to the migration, there we meet each other.
Did the agent interview you? Did he ask you questions about your background, your education, things like this?
No, he didn't.
He just was willing to accept you no matter who you were?
Yeah, as long as we will be qualified, as long as we pass the physical examination.
Physical examination?
Yeah.
Who gave you the physical examination?
Well, I think it's of the immigrant, the immigration.
There was a doctor there.
Yeah, there is a doctor, different by the doctor.
In Manila, na Tata?
Yeah, in Manila.
In Manila.
Okay. Just before you leave, or do you have to make an extra trip for that physical exam?
Oh, before we are going to complete our transportation fee, because we pay already our transportation. We were examined by the provincial doctor.
Oh.
You see.
I see.
And then, again, when we are about to leave, they gave us again physical examination in Manila before we are to leave.
I see. Okay. So what month, Tata, did you leave?
In Manila.
Manila, yeah.
That was May
1929.
How did you get from your town to Manila?
Oh, by the truck of the agent.
Oh, the agent had a truck.
Yeah, he picked us from our town through Manila. He has a truck.
You remember how long it took?
Oh, one
hours?
Night.
One night.
Yeah. One night. In the morning we reached Manila.
Where did you stay when you reached Manila?
We went directly to Quiapo Immigration.
Oh.
To the, there is, the,
they have a barracks? Or?
They have... not exactly, but it's apartment, just like apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Open space on top. That's called barrack for us to gather those who are coming to Hawaii. You see.
How many days did you have to wait in Manila for the boat?
I think it takes about less than a week.
Less than a week?
Yeah.
So you had a chance to go around Manila?
Yes.
Could you go around, Tata, when you were in Manila? Were you allowed Pwede kayong magpasir-pasir?
Yeah, we are allowed, but we cannot go far because we don't know any place in Manila.
Yeah.
We can go not so far.
What did you think of Manila when you first went there?
Well, Manila is good, because comparing to my town, Manila is a little bit better than my school. And that's the place where I started my Tagalog language, from bad words.
And always the case, yeah.
Did they feed you in Manila, or did you have to take care of them?
No, they feed us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how much did you pay the agent, Tata?
Oh, my transportation.
Yeah.
It's about 300 pesos.
Okay, then what about his fee? The agent did not have any fee?
Oh, he took his commission from the 300 pesos.
I see.
Is he an agent of the Hawaiian sugar planters or of immigration?
Oh, he is the agent for Hawaiian sugar planters.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
That's it.
And the $300 was a payment for your transportation?
300 pesos.
Pesos, excuse me.
Yeah. I don't know exactly whether there is money given by the plantation, but that is the amount the agent collected from us.
Yeah.
300 pesos.
When you signed up, Tata, you had plans of going back to the Philippines? Were you just going for a few years? Or?
Yes. I intend only to stay in Hawaii for 3 years.
That's the contract again.
That's the contract, and that is my time limit. You see.
Your own personal time limit.
Mm-hmm.
3 years.
Your parents did not prevent you from going.
No.
They did not say they needed your help in the farm.
No, they wanted me to come.
To Hawaii.
To Hawaii. To find some money to help them and to help my younger brothers and sisters for them to go to school. Because those days it is really hard about money in the Philippines until now.
How did you raise the 300? Did your parents have to borrow money for that?
No, we sell some of our farm.
Sold some land.
Yeah.
How many hectares, Tata, do you?
Oh, we sold about 2 hectares.
Just so you can have transportation
to
go to
Hawaii.
Mm. Okay. Tata, what was the boat that you went?
Oh, President McKinley.
McKinley.
Yeah.
And can you describe how your trip was on the boat?
Oh, my trip was very good. There are I think we are plenty.
How many do you remember?
More or less 1,000 people coming to Hawaii as immigrant, and plenty are going to mainland too for work in the farm. And there are many students too going to mainland to continue their studies.
Pensionados?
No. They go by their own.
Yeah, they were.
To continue their studies.
Okay, who were these Tata? Who were the students? Were they Ilocanos, Tagalogs, Bisayans?
Mix up.
But mostly what?
They are all Filipinos, but mix up. Some Ilocanos, Bisaya, Tagalog.
Mm.
You see.
How about those who are going to California? Did they accept? Or America, did they separate you?
No. Those days, we all stay in the deck. It's not like now that only the passengers can stay only in the first class or second class with their own rooms. Before, we stay in the deck. There are some in the cabin, I mean. The bed are up and down. Too much.
Yeah, double decker.
Bunk bed.
Yeah,
bunk bed. Yeah. It's like just like the army boat, navy boat.
Did you stop in Hong Kong?
Yeah, we stopped in Hong Kong,
Yokohama,
Kobe, and I think five ports. Hong Kong, Kobe, Yokohama, Nagasaki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think four, I think.
Were there other non-Filipinos with you on the boat, or only all Filipinos?
All Filipinos.
Yeah.
Those who in the deck, all Filipinos.
Uh-huh.
Except those boat officers working in the boat, marine.
Were there other passengers who had cabin?
Oh, they have this, the merchant.
Merchant?
Yeah, yeah.
American?
I see, Pakeh, American, like that.
Uh-huh.
And those who ride in the first class, actually American.
Okay, and then, so Tata, when you, you have anything, Mike?
No, arrived.
Yeah, when you arrived in Hawaii, you landed in Honolulu,
mm-hmm.
and where were you assigned? Did you know, first of all, before, when you left the Philippines, where you were going to be assigned? Where you were going to work?
Which plantation?
Which plantation?
No, nobody knows.
Yeah.
When you reach the immigration, I think the commissioner is going to contact the plantation, how many men they need, every plantation, and then they are going to divide us. So I was assigned to Nalehu Kau in Hawaii Grande.
Oh. Again, Tata, what's the name?
Nalehu
Kau. Nalehu Kau. Where is that?
That's in Hawaii.
Yeah, but where in Hawaii Grande? Where there?
That is in Kau. Kau. That is just like the district of Kau. K-A-U.
Oh, K-A-U.
Pahala.
Pahala, okay. I know
Pahala.
What Pahala is, yes.
And then
the
you go up. That is Nalehu.
I see, okay. And
when you go to Kona,
yeah.
you pass
yeah.
Nalehu,
yeah.
and then go to Kona.
Yeah, okay, I know where that is. Now, so how long did you stay in Honolulu before you headed for Hawaii Grande?
I think it did not take long. I think about 2-3 days, I think.
2-3 days. And where did you stay here? Once you got to Honolulu?
We stay in the immigration.
In the immigration?
Yeah.
Is that near Aloha Tower? No.
That is behind the immigration. there are some cottages there before.
Before? In that area?
Behind the immigration.
Oh. Okay.
So you weren't able to go through the town? You were kept in that
No,
area.
No. We are not able to go out.
Did they give you tags, Tata, to wear around your neck with the name of the plantation?
No.
No,
they didn't.
Huh. But they used to do that, didn't they? They would.
I don't know.
But you weren't given that.
We are not given that.
Huh.
When we are about to be assigned to our destiny,
uh-huh.
they just tell us that we are leaving. You see. And we don't know yet our destiny until we reach the place.
Oh,
just
they
told us to ride in the inter-island boat.
Uh-huh. Oh, they didn't even tell you then?
No.
Wow.
They didn't
no.
tell us. Even my cousin, I did not see him. We did not go.
You were assigned in different places?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go together with my uncle, cousin, Jose de Guzman and his brother. We are four, five, go together.
Assigned in Kaua?
Yeah, in Kau.
Kau,
Nalehu Kau.
Kau, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, okay, and then, did they break up, like if you came together as cousins or uncles, did they tend to break you up or they would put you together usually in the plantation?
Oh, in the plantation, we work together.
Yeah, so they will not break you up. Like, for instance, Tata,
no.
when you come on from Ilocos, from the Philippines, and
mm.
then you come, and then they say, oh, the Guzman and Nagal, you know, they won't separate you.
Well,
one of his cousins was separated.
No, we are lucky that they put us, the assignees in one place.
So they could separate you if they wanted to?
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
have to.
But we are lucky they didn't separate us.
Uh-huh.
But one of your cousins, you said, went to another...
Yeah, he went back to his he went back to Kauai.
Oh. Okay.
Where he completed his contract. Uh-huh. His first time to come.
I see. Okay, Tata, when who met you in Honolulu at the immigration? Was there a Filipino who gave you like orientation? You know, background.
Nobody. Only Commissioner
Ligot.
Came and visit us at night, give us a little bit lecture like that, advice, that's all.
Okay, what did Ligot say, Tata?
Oh, about the rule and regulation of working the plantation.
What are the rules then? What?
Just ubi.
Uh-huh.
Ubi the plantation. Maybe the plantation officers don't make any trouble.
Uh-huh.
That's it. And work hard. That's why you came here to work. Uh-huh. That's the advice. And when I was in the immigration, there are plenty of people who cannot understand English.
Uh-huh.
Though I cannot speak English good,
uh-huh,
they pick me up as their interpreter, those who cannot understand, and even in the boat.
Because you already had 6 years
of school.
Yeah. Besides that, there are many students higher grades than me, but they are afraid to the houses.
Oh.
You see.
Yeah.
When they see the houses, like,
yeah,
they are trembling already.
Why do you think they were afraid of the houses?
Well, they figure out that they are very low. You see, they are very low class.
Oh.
That give them